Christmas. Where did it start? It started way, way back, many, many centuries ago. It's actually recorded, the verse I'm starting with this morning, and thank you, Robin, you did a good job. A third of my message, well done. I'm going to read a verse that most people here will know. It's a traditional verse for Christmas, and it's in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In the world today, we don't see a lot of peace. It seems as though peace has gone out the window. And I'm going to read the next part, which is Luke chapter 2, which is in the New Testament. And in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole Roman Empire should be registered so they could pay taxes. Every government likes taxes. And this was made when Quirinus was the governor of Syria. And everyone had to go to the town or city that they were normally resident in. So Joseph went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the town of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was in the house and from the house of David, the king, to be enrolled with Mary, his wife, who was about to become a mother. While they were there, there came a time for his delivery. Now, they had gone to this lovely place called Bethlehem. But unfortunately, they'd forgot to get in contact with TripAdvisor and they hadn't booked a room. Also, they'd forgot to organise Uber to come and pick them up. And so they'd had to take the donkey. And that was a very hard ride. Uber would have been so much easier. And while she was there, she gave birth to her son, her firstborn. And she didn't have any clothes with her for the baby, so they had to find some rags, basically, to wrap him in. Now, in the vicinity, there were some shepherds. Now, shepherds were not normally nice people. They were kind of the lower end of the socioeconomic scale. And you didn't really want to necessarily get too close to them because they were a bit on the smelly side. And this angel appeared to them and said, "Don't be afraid. For today I bring you good news." Now remember, this was an angel from heaven, and he would have smelt beautiful, like you up there. But the shepherds said, "Why us?" They were scared. They'd never seen an angel before, or something smelling quite so nice, I think. "This is the sign. You will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Then suddenly a whole army of these angels appeared, and they were really sort of, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth." Wow. They disappeared. So then the shepherds said, "Stable, Who in their right head would have a baby in the stable? I mean, it's half falling down. And I mean, it's not exactly surgical clean. And the littlest one said, well, we could go and find out, you know. Let's go and see. I'm a little bit curious, you know. So off they went. And that's exactly what they found. Before they went, though, they thought, oh, we've got to pick a gift. So they found the newest lamb and picked it up. And the mother's going, bah, bah, bah. But that didn't make any difference to them. The lamb was going with them. And so the lamb took off with them. And they made it to the stable. Yeah, they were right. It was half falling down. There was straw and everything you can imagine and creepy crawlies all around and, you know, not the ideal place for a baby. But anyway, that's where the baby was, and they went and they gave him these gifts and the lamb. And Mary and Joseph sort of said, well, what are we going to do with the lamb? And they said, well, you can always eat it, skin it and eat it. You know, that'll give you something to wrap the baby in that'll look presentable. Okay, so away they went. I see the farmer in Clive has got the giggles. And then the wise men. Now, they lived a long way away. And they saw this star. And they thought, star? Now, let me see. Have we seen this one before? No. Now, you're sure it's not space junk? No, it's definitely not space junk. This is a real star. So they said, okay, this is a real star. We better go and find out about this star because we don't often see new ones. So they decided to follow it. Now, for them, it would have been so much easier if the GPS coordinates had worked or the Google Maps had worked, because they could go in the daylight instead of going at night time when they had to fall into pieces of water and sand that was up to their necks, and the camels objected frequently. So, yes, they finally made it to Jerusalem, the capital. You know, babies are all, if they're pretty sure this baby was special. So he had to be a king. And so they went to the king's house and they said, where's the baby? What baby? We've seen his star and we know that there's a new king being born. We want to know where he is so we can go and give him some prezzies. Everybody likes prezzies, especially at this time of year. And so he said, I don't know. Called all his so-called wise experts in. And they said, way back in history, somebody mentioned Bethlehem. Oh, well, we better go there then. So the star came back out that night and they followed the baby, the star, and it led them to the house where the child was, because Jesus had grown up a bit in the 2 years. And so he wasn't still living in the stable. They were living in a house. And so they made it to there and they gave these beautiful gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And Mary was thinking, what am I going to do with all these things? And then they went away. And then an angel reappeared to Joseph. Don't you love those angels? This particular angel arrived and he said to Joseph, wake up. Joseph woke up. Oh, it's you. Yes. Everybody get the mother and the child organized. You have to go right now down to Egypt. Why? Don't ask questions. Just go. Because if you don't go, you won't be alive to tell the story. Oh, okay. So they went down to Egypt. And they were refugees, the first ones that we know of. There were many others back in history, many, many thousands. Jesus was a refugee. Now, I trust you enjoyed that little bit. I've got another bit for you. Just a bit more up to date. when I find the right page. Oh, here we go. Now, as you all know, Kevin and I went to Russia this year. And I found this story in this book. So with, you know, it's a good story, so we'll read it. Papa Panovo was not a very rich man. Neither was he very poor. He was a shoemaker. And so everybody came wanting him to repair their shoes or make them. And it was coming close to Christmas. In fact, it was Christmas Eve. And he had repaired all the shoes and he had patched them up so that they were usable on Christmas Day. Everybody wanted their shoes fixed for Christmas Day. And he had enough money to buy his bread from the baker, coffee from the grocer, and cabbage to make soup for his dinner. Yes, cabbage soup. Yes, right. So he was very happy, and his eyes would sparkle through his lovely round glasses. But on this particular day, he stood and he looked down the street. He was feeling a little bit sad because he was remembering the times when he had his wife who died before and his sons and his daughters who had all grown up and gone away and kind of forgotten about him. And everybody else had their families around them and he had nobody. And the street was brightly lit with a few window candles and some lamps and Christmas trees. And he smelt the odd faint whiff of meat cooking. He couldn't afford any of that. "Dearie, dearie," he said, "what's going to make me have some sparkle back?" Oh. Slowly he lit his oil lamp and he lifted down the old brown book from the bookshelf. He dusted some scraps of leather off and he made a pot of coffee and he sat in his wicker chair and began to read how Papa Panovo... Now, he'd never been to school, so he couldn't really read very well, but he'd been taught at the church to run his finger along and say the words out loud. It was the story of Christmas about baby Jesus. Now, why did they have to stay in a stable? Yes, well, no TripAdvisor. "Dearie, dearie," he said, "if they'd come here, they could have slept on my good bed and I would have covered the little boy with a patchwork quilt of mine. I should like some company." He got up and he poked the stove. It was becoming very dark outside. So he went back to his book. He read how rich men had travelled across the deserts to bring wonderful presents to little baby Jesus. "If Jesus came here, I wouldn't have anything to give him." And he thought, "Oh, yes, I do. I think I've got something on the shelf up there." And he found a little box with some shoes inside. "I would give these to the baby Jesus." Put them away, got ready for bed. Well, later on that night when he was sleeping, he heard a voice. "Papa Panovo," the voice said, "you wished you could see me and that I would come into your little shop and that you would bring me a gift. Look out on the street from dawn till dusk tomorrow and see what's going to happen," he said. "I'm going to come to your house tomorrow." Oh, that was Jesus. And he thought, maybe it's a dream. Oh, well, it's nearly dawn, so I'll light the fire, put the coffee pot on, and we'll see what happens. So he did. And as the day was starting up, he noticed a little man coming down the road. And he thought, I wonder if that's Jesus. And the man got closer and closer, and he was a street cleaner. And he came and he was cleaning the street, And he thought, oh, that's not Jesus. And he got closer and closer. And then he sort of stopped outside his house and tried to warm his hands and stamp his feet. And Papa Panover opened the window and said, hey, old fella, come here. And the guy looked a bit surprised because he was used to being abused. He wasn't used to nice, kind words. I mean, he was the street sweeper, you know. And he said, how about a cup of coffee? You look frozen to the bone. So the road sweeper left his broom and his barrow and he went into the house and he had a lovely hot cup of coffee. And the old man said, well, thank you for the coffee. And Papa Panover said, well, it's the least I could do. It's Christmas after all. And the road sweeper said, are you expecting people? Because he kept looking out the window. I can't find any. And I'm expecting someone. I'm expecting Jesus to come and see me today. And the road sweeper said, yes, right. That'll be interesting. Anyway, the morning goes on and Panover sees lots of people going down the street and he says hello to them and Merry Christmas and everything like that. He's very nice and polite. And then he notices a young girl coming down the road. She's thin, she's got very few clothes on and she's carrying a bundle which turns out to be a baby. And so he invites this young lady to come in and get warm. And he said, where have you come from? And she said, oh, I was down at the mill a few miles away and I'm heading towards my cousin who lives in the next village. I'm hoping she'll take me in. I've got no money left and this is my last hope, my cousin. And he said, oh, dear, and said, put the baby down by the fire to warm up. And he wraps the baby up, and then he notices that the baby doesn't have any shoes. And he thinks, oh, shoes, nothing on its feet. I'll see if those shoes fit. So he goes and climbs up on the bookcase, and he finds the shoes, puts them on the baby. They fit the baby perfectly. Then he says, I'll give you some milk. Would you like some food? No, 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 she says. I've got to go. But he'd given the baby some milk and off they went. Later that night, he's sitting in his little house and Papa Panover says, Jesus, I waited all day and I said hello to lots of people and I did this and I helped that road sweeper and I helped that young girl with the shoes. But I didn't see you, Jesus. And Jesus said to him, take a look at all the people that you helped today. There was the street sweeper. There was all the people you said, good morning, Merry Christmas. You fed them, you clothed them, and you gave them shoes. That is what Christmas is about. Sharing my love to each and every person you meet.